I suppose really there's a lot of women and indeed nurses that wouldn't have made a massive contribution to healthcare policy and to health at their time, and they were never recognised. And I suppose this is a great opportunity with state money to recognise the value of the contribution of a particular nurse, and who actually was involved both in terms of in 1916, she was involved in that, and she set up a Red Cross hospital for both sides during that conflict, and then went on to be a courier, etc., and was jailed and all of that, and quite a lot of drama in terms historically with that. However, from my perspective, she then went on to be the first female member of the executive of Fianna Fáil and became a senator, and she was very she contributed quite a lot to the formation of health policy in Ireland at that time, at the formation of the state, and indeed particularly in setting up the nursing board, so nursing and midwifery board. So I think in terms of her contribution and her leadership, it would be lovely to see her recognised in that new block when it's built, and it's under construction at the moment, the 42-bed block. You know, as a visionary herself, as a leader, as a courageous leader indeed, it would be nice for us to start to recognise the women that contributed to the foundation of the state. And I'm particularly passionate because I teach the history of nursing, and, you know, a lot of times nurses set up the hospital systems and set up a lot of the systems and contributed and continue to contribute. And I think, you know, the recognition is not there, and possibly because it has been a largely female profession, and historically, you know, we've suffered from that. So I think we can write those kind of things right now, and it would be an actual honour to see a nurse also being named, and a building to be named after the profession of nursing.
And how do you think honouring figures like Linda Kearns McWhinney can inspire future generations of nurses and healthcare workers?
Yeah, I think by actually having a named a nurse, you know, there isn't really, if you look around, there's not a lot of nurses being recognised. So I do think it will inspire them. And there are, it's not that you need a lot of inspiring these days. You know, I'm always amazed at the leadership that they're now showing. And indeed that they're, since the degree programme was introduced, you know, we have advanced nurse practitioners leading up teams and making a massive contribution. So it's just to add to that, to remember those who went before us and historically started the profession of nursing here in Ireland and the recognition of it. So, I do think it's good to have that type of recognition, and it does inspire future generations.